In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the Great Lent. And tomorrow and this week, of course, as we all know, is the preparatory week that we prepared ourselves through this week in order to start from tomorrow the 40 days, the 40 holy days which were fasted by our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, the sermon will be compressed for a few minutes, so that after the liturgy there will be presentation. So in just a few minutes, we can say that the chapter of the gospel of today is part from chapter 6. And our Lord Jesus Christ speak about the treasures and the clue to understand this chapter is what our Lord Jesus Christ said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Our treasure, my beloved, is in heaven. But I can see our treasure is heaven itself. Our treasure is heaven itself. So, all of us must put this target in front of our eyes. Before my eyes, I will put this target, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And for this purpose, our church tried to instruct us and to prepare us for this journey, for this lovely journey, for this journey which or through which we are going to heaven. How can the church help us except by instructing us to acquire all the energies which enable us to reach to heaven? If I can imagine, and you can imagine with me, I will speak in this matter in two points or two approaches. If the first one, if you can imagine that there is a rocket, and this rocket, we want to send it in the space, through the space to reach the moon or to reach to any other planet. We have to supply this rocket with huge amount of energy. And when we send it, it goes through many stages. And in each stage, there is a need of huge amount of energy in order that this rocket may reach to its target. Now, my beloved, we are going not to the moon or not to any other planet. We are going to heaven itself. And that's why we have or we need a huge amount of energy. And this energy, what we call the spiritual energy. How come that you are aiming to go to heaven without supplying yourself with the spiritual energy needed to help you, to push you in order to reach peacefully to your target, to your aim, to your goal, to the heaven. That's why the Great Lent is our great opportunity in order to charge ourselves, to charge ourselves with this spiritual energy, with more and more and more prayer. However, prayer in the church during attending the liturgies, one can attend a liturgy once a week. During the Great Lent, he may attend twice or three or four times as much as he can. Through the prayers in your own room, through the prayer in your own room, your private prayers, through your spiritual readings, however, reading the Bible or reading spiritual books, you must concentrate and you must read more and more. Suppose you are reading one chapter a day in your ordinary life. During the Great Lent, you have to read more, two or three or five chapters a day. If you pray only one time or twice a day, you have to increase and pray more and more. You have to do your metanya. You have to practice forgiveness to the others, because we always say in our prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You have to bless even those who curse you according to the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have to love even your enemies. By practicing this, we are charging ourselves with a huge spiritual energy. And this energy is very, very necessary in order to push each one of us in order to reach to heaven. How come that you are aiming to reach to the heaven without any spiritual energy? You can't jump and reach to the heaven by yourself. But you have to charge yourself, to charge your heart, to charge your soul with this energy that our church prepare to you through prayers in the church, liturgies, communion, through your own prayers, through your metanya, through your reading, spiritual reading. This is one point which I have to mention to you. The second point which I like to mention to you, that it is not only a journey to heaven, but actually it is a struggle. It is a spiritual warfare. Harb ruhiyya. And in this spiritual warfare, we have to take for ourselves all the armor of God. So the first point is that we are going through a journey to heaven, and we have to energize ourselves, to charge ourselves with this spiritual energy. And the second point which I would like to mention to you, our spiritual struggle, our spiritual warfare, our spiritual wrestling, as St. Paul says, he says that our spiritual warfare or our wrestling or our struggle, my beloved, it is not against flesh and blood. We are not struggling flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly place. So St. Paul advises every one of you, Take up the whole armor of God. البسوا سلاح الله الكامل. This armor of God is what our church supplies you by all the armor of God, the prayers, the watching. And St. Paul spoke in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, about the whole armor of God. Why? He said that to be able to withstand in the evil day, stand therefore. How we can stand, St. Paul? Having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and taking the shield of faith. Return to chapter 6, to the St. Paul epistle to Ephesians, and you will find this armor of God. أحبائي, أنا مش هتكلم كتير, لكن هما نقطتين فقط أحب إن أنا ألفت النظر ليهم, علشان الصيام ما يعديش من إيدينا ونطلع منه ببلاش, نطلع منه من غير حاجة. أول حاجة إن الصيام رحلة للسماء. لو ببعت صاروخ عشان يوصل للقمر أو يوصل لأي كوكب, لازم أعد لهذا الصاروخ كميات ضخمة من الوقود ومراحل مراحل, وفي كل مرحلة يحرق كمية ضخمة من الوقود, وإذا ما عملتش كده مش هيقدر يوصل. أنا وإنتم مش رايحين لا للقمر ولا لأي كوكب, إحنا رايحين للسماء. سنصل يا أحبائي إلى سماء السماوات, إلى السماء عنها, لأن المسيح قال لنا من يغلب فسيجلس معي في عرش. فإذا كنا هنروح السماء, أي قوة تدفعنا إلى السماء؟ فين الطاقة اللي هتودينا لفوق؟ ما يقدرش واحد ينط لوحده كده قم يوصل للسماء. الكنيسة بتعد لنا غذاء روحي يتحول فينا إلى طاقة روحية تدفعنا وتوصلنا للسماء بكل سلام وبكل اطمئنان, من خلال قداسات متأخرة إلى حد كبير, ومن خلال صلواتكم الخاصة. ادخل إلى مخدعك, اغلق بابك وكلم إلهك. أبوك الذي في الخفاء ينتظر صلاتك, وأبوك الذي يرى في الخفاء يجازيك علانية. إذا ما كنتش بتقرأ الإنجيل ومتكاسل فيه, تبتدي تقرأ. إذا كنت بتقرأ إصحاح أو اتنين في اليوم, ابتدي اقرأ 5 أو 6 أو 10. خلوا فترة الصيام تبقى فترة روحية غنية تشحن نفسك فيها بهذه الشحنة الروحية اللي تقدر توصلك في رحلتك السعيدة إلى السماء. وإلا إزاي هنوصل؟ ودي نقطة. النقطة الأولانية اللي هي إزاي تشحن نفسك بهذه الطاقة الروحية اللي توصلك للسماء. صلوات, قراءات, قراية إنجيل, سير آباء, صمت مقدس, مطنيات, خدمة, حب للكل حتى للعدو, ممارسة حقيقية من القلب للمغفرة, عشان لما نغفر للآخرين المسيح يغفر لنا, زي ما قال لنا إن غفرتم يغفر لكم وإن لم تغفروا لا يغفر لكم. النقطة الثانية إن فترة الصوم فترة الكنيسة بتعبئ فيها أولادها علشان تسلحهم بكل الأسلحة الروحية في مواجهة عدو الخير. إحنا من جهة الأعداء العاديين إحنا بنحبهم, الأعداء البشريين, أحبوا أعدائكم, لكن لنا أعداء روحيين. مصارعتنا ليست مع لحم ودم, بل مع الرؤساء, مع السلاطين, مع ولاة العالم على ظلمة هذا الدهر, مع أجناد الشر الروحية في السماويات. لذلك البسوا سلاح الله الكامل. البس درع البر وترس الإيمان وكلمة الله أو سيف الروح الذي هو كلام الله. هي دي الرسالة اللي أحب إنها توصل. أحب إنها توصل, تبقى متسلح, تبقى مشحون روحيا, علشان الرحلة السعيدة من خلالها نوصل بسلام. الهدف ما يضيعش مننا, هدفنا هو السماء. هدفنا مش الصوم ولا الصلاة. الصوم والصلاة وسائط روحية توصلنا للهدف بتاعنا. ربنا يدي نعمة ويدي بركة له كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد. آمين.